What's up, everybody? Welcome to What's the Call podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Aaron.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dimitri. What's up, everybody?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is a brand new day. Brand new day for us, brand new day for sports. We got college football back on the horizon. Currently watching 17th ranked Pitt versus West Virginia in a heated battle. 38-31, 3 minutes left in the game. Huge interception just moments ago.
A pick six, right? It was a pick six?
Mm-hmm. Just moments ago. Do we have any thoughts on NCAA football this season? I know we've crapped on the NCAA in years past, but football is back, so more stuff to watch. Can't complain too bad. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Do you guys remember a couple of years ago when West Virginia was like a great college football team and good old Geno Smith was their starting quarterback?
No.
Those were the days. Good old Geno Smith.
Really?
Who's apparently going to be the starting quarterback now of Seattle Seahawks. Week one, he's going to be the starter.
Good for him. He's been in the league for a while.
He has been. Ever since he left West Virginia.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good because that was a long time ago, if you think about it.
It was.
He's just been a backup for years now. And he's finally going to get his another go at it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long this will last. What's the record for the Seahawks this year? What do you think's going to happen?
Below 500 easily.
Yeah, I'm with Dimitri. Obviously, I think they're going to struggle after Russell Wilson just left. And earlier today, I think signed a major extension of 5 years, 160-something million guaranteed with the Broncos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think Seahawks are going to go through quite a rebuild for 2 years.
I mean, hey, they got a Super Bowl during the Wilson era, so...
Yeah.
I mean, hey, sometimes you got
to rebuild. And they went to the Super Bowl twice, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, they won one and lost one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they got a championship. I wonder who's going to be drafted. It's Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf this year in fantasy.
That's who I feel bad for, DK Metcalf. He's crazy talent, and he's gonna have Geno Smith throwing the ball to him.
Yeah,
Geno Smith's gonna be a Pro Bowler this year. Hot take. Geno Smith's gonna go freaking bananas this year.
Yeah, you know he might. I won't be surprised. No, I won't be surprised.
I'd be very surprised.
Is Drew Lock hurt, or did he just beat Drew Lock for the starting spot?
I think he beat Drew Lock for the starting spot.
Damn, that's tough.
I'm not entirely sure.
I'll look it up. Let me see.
Yeah,
listen, he won the spot. Like, he could come out killing it.
Yeah, he was amazing in West Virginia, and you know, there's a reason the Jets took him in the second round. Mostly because the Jets are terrible at drafting, but also he wasn't a bad prospect.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't think he was bad. I don't know. I mean, the Jets tend to do that with their quarterbacks. It's like they put this this hex on them, and then they're shit for some reason or another, or just nobody believes in them. Oh, the last good Jet quarterback there was Brett Favre, I think.
And they didn't draft him. They just signed him in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Drew. You were there for a year before he got hurt and Texas penis pictures to too many female boys.
So I checked it. Drew Lock just lost. He just didn't win the starting position. He's healthy. But it says that Pete Carroll a day ago said it's just going to be a constant competition the whole year. So I could see a flip-flop of some sorts.
Yeah, it also depends on the offensive line. they never really had a great offensive line. That's why Russell Wilson was running around like a chicken. So I guess who has the better wheels?
Do we know if the O-line is good in Denver? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm not even sure. But Locke was on that team.
Yeah. I mean, they gave Wilson $245 million, $165 guaranteed. Hasn't even played a real game for them yet. That's wild. He's old.
He's old. Bruno Mars is old. I mean, Russell Wilson's old.
Man, old man.
He looks like
Bruno Mars. Was this 5 years on top of the 2 years you already have left in the contract?
Yes. Yes, it was an extension. 100%.
I mean, unless if he thinks he's going to have like a Brady run where he's just like a productive quarterback for past 40, then, I mean, do your thing, man.
I feel like at least 30 to 40% of his game was on the run.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to pay him either way because he's the culture guy. Like, he changes. He's going to change the culture, I'm sure. You know, you're going to have a quarterback that's good with the media, good in the spotlight and this and that. I understand you got a reward, but normally you reward it after, like, you seen something. Like, at least, like, play out one of the years that he has left in his current deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it goes great, extend. I mean, who knows what we'll even get. Like, it's funny that now, like, I often think of just about fantasy football. So I'm just like, I don't even think Russell Wilson's going to get drafted. Like, he's going to be, like, the 10th quarterback probably in a lot of drafts. Like, around, maybe even later.
He might not even be anybody's starter.
That's gross. Yeah, so this is contract through 2028.
Wow.
That's wild.
Shout out to him, though.
Yo, who's his agent, Scott Boras?
Probably.
Jerry McGuire.
Getting paid.
Yeah.
And the second to last, the third to last and second to last rounds of our fantasy draft, taking Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson.
You said you're going to take both of them?
Yep. Both of my quarterbacks of the year.
And he's still going to win because Chuck's the GOAT in our league for some reason.
I don't know.
Running it back.
I mean, three out of 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, some call him the Brady of our league. Some call him, you know.
Some call me the late 90s Yankee of the league.
Some call him just the GOAT, and I'm one of those people. I just call him the GOAT.
The only person that calls him that.
Chuck Masterson, the GOAT, man.
I always have a great season, and then I bomb in the playoffs for some reason.
I could be either or, you know. I could finish up top or finish last. I finished last a couple of times, so this year's gonna be different. Feel it in my bones. I've been like you know, listening to a lot of podcasts and fantasy, and I'm trying to like get my strategies down pack where I'm gonna go in the draft. And
well, now we have 12, so
yeah, we're gonna have 12, which four. Even though I think 8 was just as hard because we all had stacked teams, so it's a matter of like
which elite right
player,
people.
Yeah, which elite player are you gonna play that
way. But now it's like the draft really dictates the rest of the season.
Yeah, we should really like I mean it's probably too late, but one of my friends at work, he's going to Hoboken this weekend for a live draft, like with the board and the whole thing. I think they like rented out a bar or something for it or something like that.
That's great.
And I'm like, that's cool. Like, I feel like we got to get to that point. I mean, we still could. A lot could change in a week, but I feel like we could get in on this.
It's a great idea. It's just hard because then somebody's going to have to sit there with the computer and put everybody else on the team.
Yeah, you do that now. You can do that later. It doesn't matter.
No. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but will it be fun and awesome? Yeah, I think it outweighs the negatives. Mm-hmm. Maybe next season we really go.
Yeah, we look for it. Yeah, we'll look for it.
Really going on it. I think that'll be dope.
We'll be like, what's his name what's that movie? Not Knocked Up, but when that came out. This is 40. This is 40. Yep. That was a great movie. Paul Rudd.
Where she thought he was doing other stuff.
Bro, I feel like that's me. Like, that is me.
He was like, I got my Chewy. Do we have any preseason predictions for anything? Maybe an MVP, maybe a championship, maybe we should predict our standings for each of our favorite teams, because we each represent a different part of New York here.
No. I think you and I will have similar predictions. Because I do think Josh Allen can win the MVP. I think the Bills will be in the Super Bowl. But I think my early prediction will be the Buccaneers beat them in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Definitely could happen.
Well, you say Bills and Rams. That's the first game on Thursday, which is great.
Sick.
Against the fucking sick. I don't know. I might want to go somewhere that day, or
let me know.
Have people come over or something. I know it's a Thursday, but that game is like Super Bowl-esque on the first. Yeah. It's great. It's a great game. But I'm sorry. I think Patrick Mahomes is gonna.
Yo, this guy fucking loves Patrick Mahomes, man.
Mahomes is gonna do it again this year.
My man freaking just bleeds Chiefs, man. He loves him some Chiefs, man. Low key.
I wish I could root for somebody on the Giants to win the MVP, but that's not gonna happen. The Giants don't like to do stuff like that. We don't do MVPs. We just win championships.
I think, I don't know. They always do this thing where they pass it around. You know, sometimes the best player doesn't always win. Like, I feel like Josh Allen, like a year or so ago, had like when he had like the 50 home runs, the 50 touchdowns, 40 throwing, 10 running. I mean, I feel like they probably will give it to him. I'm going to give an underdog. I think Joe Burrow could win MVP this year. I think he's going to go crazy. If he's healthy, the whole team is healthy. He has the wide receiving crew. He's stacked there. I think he could probably go crazy a little bit and win MVP. But I'm going to say Josh as the obvious answer for me. I think, you know, everyone – I was saying this last – I think the Bills – you know, everyone has them. Like, I know, like, Vegas has them as favorites and stuff. Their schedule is a lot harder this year around than it was last year, especially the first like 8 games. The first like half of the season, it's very tough. I mean, the first week we're playing the Rams, so it's gonna be tough. But I could see us making it all the way. I think it's time to head over to the Super Bowl. I think it's time. I don't know who they're gonna go up against. I think it's time. And also, I think they're going to finish. They're going to finish 12-5 this year.
12-5?
Yeah.
Did you look at the schedule or are you just saying it?
I was going to say
I did look at the schedule, but I feel like the second half, like the last nine games of the season, we should be winning most of those games. The first eight, there's going to be a couple of like back and forth, like brawls, I would say.
Let's see who they got. Looking it up right now. Trying to be his
Chuck. I got it. I got you ready. So we got Rams week one, Titans week two. That's a little bit tough. Dolphins week three, Ravens week four.
That's a loss.
Steelers week five, Chiefs week six, Packers week seven, and then Jets week eight. And then from there, that's when the tides turn. And then we have a play a lot of bums, play the Patriots, you know, a couple of times. So that'll be tough. But and we play the Bengals late. So I think we could pull these games out though, man. A lot of these I think we could go.
Hey, hold on. Oh, no, it's preseason. Sorry. I'm just going to count the wins. One, two, three, four, five. Ten, 11, 12.
You guys said that Bills are
going to 13. You got 13. You guys going to win 13 games.
I was being fair with a nice 12 and 5. I feel confident in it. Anything less than that is
a fail.
It's blasphemy. It shouldn't have happened. What about you guys? What do you think your teams are gonna fall?
I'll go next. I think the Giants will probably be number two in the division. Hmm. I'm gonna go. Is it? I say 9 and – I say 500. I'm going to say 500.
Well, they can't go 500 anymore.
Not anymore. That's right. That's right.
Unless so they tie a game.
Nah, that's not
– You're going to go 8-1? Let's go.
I say 9 is – what is it, 9 and 7?
9 and 8.
9 and 8? Oh, 9 and 8, yeah. I'm not saying 9 and 8.
You don't know how to count.
Nah. I think they're going to come out positive. I feel like they – see, the Giants are, like, always – nobody really talks about them until, like, week 10. So –
No, they'll be talking about them, all right? They're like, oh, this team fucking sucks. Great Daniel Jones.
Well, this is his year. Like, I mean, to be honest, Eli had way more years of leniency. So I guess if he doesn't prove himself this year, then Giants are probably going to look for another direction. But I don't know. I see him staying for a while.
All right. Chuck, what do you think?
Very optimistic. I am not as optimistic about my team as Dimitri is about his. If the Jets go 9-8, I'll be ecstatic. The Jets will probably go like 4-13 because they're terrible. They've been terrible a long time. Look, man, I want to root for Zach Wilson. I'm sure
they had a good draft, man.
No, they did. They did. All right, so you know what? All right, here's my mini rant. So we just had the preseason. Preseason just ended. We had three games, which is fine, 20 for the preseason. The Jets, you know, Wilson got hurt. They had Joe Flacco for some reason. They don't really play him. So they basically had a two-way competition, two guys they've been playing the preseason, Mike White, who was there like third string last year, and then this other guy, like Chris Chabella or something like that. I don't even know how to say his name. But basically, he was their best player the whole preseason. In general, that guy, Chris Chabella or something, was by far their best player the entire preseason. And then they cut him. They cut him. Like, why did you play the whole preseason? Why did you make this guy play for you and try out for you if you were just going to cut him? Like, there's zero reason for Joe Flacco to be on the team. This guy was clearly better than Mike White. Like, I know, I get it. It's a third-string quarterback. Who cares? But what was the point of the preseason when your best preseason player didn't even make the damn team? So the Jets have already pissed me off, and we're not even that week one yet.
Damn.
Love it. I love
it. Coming in hot. 4-13. You heard it here first, folks. Not very optimistic.
I'm not. And you know what I'm saying? I like their team. I like the coach. I like Robert Saleh. It's just such a mess, man. Like, this franchise is just not good. They need a real shakeup. Just like the Mets, when they sold the Wilpons sold the Mets, they gave the Mets a real shakeup, a real start over. Same thing needs to happen with the Jets. So the Johnsons need to sell. It needs to be new ownership, new franchise. Like, what's now?
You know, to be honest, I just want a New York team to win, to be honest, at this point. It's been a while. And the only teams that look not the Bills, because they don't count as New York. So.
They should count as the only New York team, you mean.
Yeah, boy.
They should only count as the only one that plays in the state of New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're going to play in the state of New York for a while, because the state of New York governor just gave them like $800 million to build a new stadium.
That's right. Shout out to them. Let's go.
Shout out to the Democrats.
I know. It's above me a little bit. I like Kathy Hochul. I can vote for the primary. I'll vote for in the general election. But I was disappointed with her decision to do that. Because it's not going to help the city of Buffalo at all. Like, they're just redoing that stadium in Orchard Park, which is the
suburb. Are you kidding me? It's going to bring jobs to the city. That's what it's going to do.
Not.
I'm being sarcastic.
I'm all about rebuilding Buffalo and Rochester, but they're not. They're rebuilding Orchard Park, which is like fine.
How far is that?
Yeah.
How far is Orchard Park from Buffalo?
Like 20, 30 minutes.
All right. That's creating jobs. I could drive 20, 30 minutes to go work there.
How long does it take you to get to work?
Downtown Buffalo.
How long does it take you to get to work? You know,
20 minutes.
Exactly, that's the same time.
Why is it any different? Why is it any different? You Jets play in Jersey.
Exactly, that's stupid.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure we're cool.
He's just making sure you're on the same page.
That's all it is.
Oh, I have a shout out. I want to shout out the Buffalo Bills fans. Because last week, everybody who's listening on the podcast, I know you missed me, but I'm back. I was in Disney, and no lie, there must have been, I seen about two people a day wearing full Buffalo Bills gear in Disney. Literally the only football attire that I've seen. And it was different people. It wasn't like in the family. It was just like this random guy or random woman. Buffalo Bills hat, jersey or shirt. And every day I saw one. So I want to give them a shout out. The other team was a baseball team that I don't like to talk about, but they wore the hats and the shirts too, but we don't need to talk about them.
Is it New York Metropolitan?
Nah, it wasn't a New York team. It was a different team, but that was a baseball team. Okay. Somewhere in Texas.
Fuck the Astros.
So yeah, but no, shout out to the Bills fans, because
I didn't even think about the Astros. My mind immediately went to the Rangers. I was like, what problem is with the Rangers? And I completely forgot about the Astros.
And then I was like, damn, these Bills fans is repping hard. It's not even football season yet. It's hot as hell outside, and you're in a jersey. So not only did they wear the jersey in 95 degree weather, they wear it in below zero weather too. And then I got to thinking, I was like, if you live in Buffalo, is like that the only thing you could wear? Like, that's the only thing you wear every day is the Buffalo Bills gear, which is probably true.
It is true.
But you can also wear Buffalo Sabres gear, because actually earlier today, the Buffalo Sabres, the hockey team, announced they're bringing back their old mascot, old logo the goat head, giant goat head jerseys are coming back.
I like those. I have I used to have a shirt with that old logo on it.
That was a nice logo back in the day. Now they're bringing it back.
That's fire. No, that is how it is in Buffalo. The few times that I went to Buffalo, one of the times I went and it wasn't like NFL season, they were wearing Bills stuff like a lot of people. But they also wear a lot of Sabre gear.
Dude,
and like randomly you'll see like Blue Jays or Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm. Like I saw a couple like of those hats too.
Like stuff like that. But up there, no, Bills and Sabres are king. Like 100%. They could probably have like an NBA team in Buffalo. I honestly feel like they probably could. Like they will definitely have enough support. I think the fan base up there is crazy.
Yeah, but then you have Toronto not too far. So how do you do that?
Same I feel way. Like there was a Buffalo at one point for the NBA or at least like the ABA.
There was.
Buffalo Bandits or something? Is that what I'm thinking?
That sounds familiar. Like
the Rochester Royals or something might have been a team too.
Ooh, yeah. Nasty. Did you see that? You still got Sports Center on? That shit was crazy. Yo, we broke them. Buffalo Bandits is a fire name, by the way.
I think so. I think they were a professional basketball team like way back in the day. And I feel like the Sacramento Kings at one point used to be like the Rochester Royals.
I think you're right, bro. Buffalo Braves is a basketball team.
Oh, there was a basketball team. Who's the Buffalo Bandits? Was that like an old like lacrosse team or something? There's definitely some professional sports teams, the Buffalo Bandits. Might have been lacrosse, now that I think about it.
Let's see. Buffalo Bandits. Yep, it's a lacrosse. Whoa, that logo is flames. I'm going to send it to you guys. This logo is flames. Holy smokes.
I feel like the Buffalo Bison is like a AAA baseball team at one point. They might still be there.
Yeah, this logo is so hard. Look at this logo for a lacrosse team. The Buffalo Bandits. Chuck, you'll look at it later.
He's going to look at it now.
Oh, he's still in traffic.
I'm not going to look at it now. No, I'm on the BQE right now.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell by the audio, Chuck is currently not sitting down on his bed recording this. He is on the road breaking all the laws. No.
Not really.
Nah, he's not. He's all good. He's a safe driver. I've been in the car with him. Don't worry. Yo, that logo is tough, though. What was I saying? So, yeah, shout out to the Bills. I appreciate that shout out. I need to get me a Bills jersey. I think that would make sense. I think I might get like a Stephon Diggs jersey. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might switch it up.
I can afford that.
I might switch it up because everyone does the Josh Allen jersey.
Yeah.
But you, I don't know. I don't know if you could do that.
Why not?
That's your guy.
That is my guy. I do have a Josh Allen jersey, but I'm a little chunky right now and doesn't fit me the way I want it to.
Yeah.
So I gotta wait a little.
I don't know. I'm over here rooting for Patrick Mahomes to go to the Super Bowl so I can wear his jersey. I ain't gonna be able to fit that right now, so I have some work to do myself.
Like, this man got a fucking Patrick Mahomes jersey. Oh my god, this guy's on his.
I honestly didn't buy it, but it was given to me.
Yeah, we know what site you got. We know.
No, it's real. It's real. I got it for my birthday.
Chuck knows. He knows how much you paid for it.
Yeah. So I have a Sam Darnold Jets jersey and a Baker Mayfield Cleveland Browns jersey. Both of those have gone to waste.
Oh, my God. You should, like, cut them in half and form them to one mega jersey for – since they're both teammates now.
They're teammates now. I should get, like, a Teddy Bridgewater jersey and morph all three into one.
God. That'd be sick. Damn. So, I think we should jump gears a little bit here. It was a big, big blockbuster trade today in the NBA that I feel like we should probably discuss for a little bit. Okay. Now, as
it's on the TV right now,
as Knicks fans, for the last few months, it has been reported pretty regularly. I feel like it's like almost like a once a week type of deal. We see stuff on, you know, on social media. You'll hear stuff on SportsCenter that they're offering this to the Knicks, like the Knicks are offering this and that. It looked like it was almost a sure thing that Mitchell was coming to the Knicks. And as of like 3:30 p.m. today, he was traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers, which honestly, way better situation. Don't come to the Knicks.
I didn't want him. Yeah. I think I was like,
me neither.
I wanted him. I didn't think it was going to happen because I've been a Knicks fan my whole life and nothing ever good happened. So I didn't have any hope he was coming here, but I would have loved to see it happen. I think he's a good player. He wanted to be here. They would give up everything, which is fine because they screw up anything anyway. So, like, it's difficult to me.
There's too many problems with that. The first problem is that his defense is just like average. And they were going to throw him in the backcourt with Jalen Brunson,
who's also
undersized and is also an average defender. So you're going to have two guys who are about 6 foot, 6'1", be your lead guard.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic. And then who would they have traded for him? That was the other question. Like, they were going to gut their whole team for one guy. And I kind of figured that we weren't going to when RJ Barrett got his extension like a day or two ago.
Yeah.
He got his $120 million extension. So I was like, he's off the table. Like, he's for sure off the table. They wouldn't have just done that if he was moving. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a way better play. The upside for Barrett compared to Mitchell is so much higher. Mitchell's already plateaued, unfortunately. I love Mitchell. He's a Mets fan. He's a great player. Not, I have no issues with the guy.
I like the first thing he said was the Mets fan thing.
He's a Mets fan. Mets fan. He tweets about the Mets daily. You know, he's a Mets fan. But we kind of see the type of player he is. I don't think there's really room for like growth there. So I was cool with it. And the Cavaliers, I think this suits them a lot. They joined a squad that just made the playoffs. I believe they made – they were on that path. I can't remember if – I believe they did, though. Mm-hmm. But Jared Allen, all-star. Garland, all-star. I think he had him into the mix. Might get some – you know, might get like a 50-plus win Cavaliers team, which we probably – you know, we haven't seen since LeBron, and possibly wouldn't have saw for a long time. But now with this trade, it changes up a little bit. It's a huge trade.
It is. It is. It makes the Cavs a playoff contender. Not only that, but maybe it's getting out of the first round, possibly.
Yeah, they're still a ways away. They still have a lot of other things they have to do.
Are they better than Atlanta?
No, because the Hawks got Deontay Murray.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be like a good, maybe not a superstar, but like he's going to be an all-star this year for them. So I think they're like neck and neck. But the Hawks had a terrible year last year, so I think they're going to have a better year this year. Like, no,
yeah, that's what I was trying to compare. Like, are they better or not?
Yeah. The Jazz, though, man. Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Literally, they've had a pretty good run the last, you know, several years. They had the Darren Williams years.
Come on, man.
Faltered a
little. That was a long time ago. That was 2008, 2009.
Yeah, but they had that team together until like what, 2010, 11? Then took a couple years off of being like relevant. Mitchell, Gobert, they brought him right back into the mix. And they traded away their two big guys, and now they're starting off brand new with tons of picks for the next few years.
Yeah.
Tons of just, like, role players. I'm very curious to see where they fall this year. I have to believe they're going to be in the bottom of the pack. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
We're looking at a top
Sacramento three. Jazz?
Yeah, we're gonna have top three draft pick coming up.
I was just thinking, sure. Chuck. I know you like Bogdanovich, yeah. Right? The one from the Jazz, right?
Right.
What if he got traded to the Hawks and played with the other Bogdanovich? Like, how would they separate the last name? Because you can't put a B because they both have B.
Maybe I might have to go by middle name, like middle initial or something.
I was going to call him Bobo.
No, yeah. Like on the back of the jersey, you know how like there's two Williams?
Yeah.
And you put like D Williams and W Williams or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might have to be like, you know, BW or, you know, Bogdanovich or whatever the middle names are. Hopefully it's not the same middle initial.
I feel like they're going to do it like Yao Ming and go with their first name because their first name is spelled slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
So they should just go with the first name on the back of the jersey. Because you know like how Yao, it said Yao.
And then say Ming.
And then say Ming.
But everybody called him Yao Ming. And everybody knew it was Yao Ming. But that's a great. That is.
I never understood that. When I was a kid, like I was like, why is it like this? No one else's jersey looks like this.
No, but I think in certain Asian cultures, Chinese in particular, what we would consider your first name is actually your family name, and then your last name in that culture is your actual name. You know how like if you look in like North Korea, how the current leader is Kim Jong Un is the current leader. His father is Kim Jong Il, and then like Kim Jong Young or grandfather. The Kim is the family name, and then it's backwards. It's just different there than it is here. So Yao Ming, his family name is Yao, his name is Ming. So that's how Yao ends up in the backwards.
Wow. This is why we need you, Chuck.
And he's driving. He's not in another state. He's probably still in Long Island, but he's driving.
My God, all right. So never mind. Scratch what I said, but as a possibility, he's still in the Jazz though. Currently, I don't know for how long. I'm sure he's probably making the most money on the team. If I had to guess,
right now, yeah, definitely.
And we're sub Jordan Clarkson, maybe.
What about the other guy? What's the other white guy's name? Don't they have another white guy? Joe something.
Oh, Joe Ingles? No,
Joe Ingles. Yeah,
he moved. I don't know. I forget where. Let me see. He got sent. He's playing for the Buck season.
That sucks because isn't D Wade partial owners of the Jazz?
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, they know their place.
Come back.
Oh man, tears in my eyes, man. Yo, if he comes back, tears in my eyes.
Yeah, when's the last time we had a player owner? We haven't had that since like. The early 1900s.
No, Jordan.
No. I meant like a guy. No,
like someone who's playing.
Player owner. Yeah.
Like someone who owns and plays at the same time.
Yeah.
No, at the same time. Jordan owned.
He owned the Wizards when he played. That's why he came back. Didn't. Yeah, he did.
Why would he pick
the Wizards?
Fact check.
Out of everybody.
I don't know. Maybe he just really liked Washington, D.C.
Hold on. I'll get it.
Well, I know someone who doesn't like Washington, D.C. and is probably going to drive right through it.
I just drive right to Raleigh. Shout out Raleigh. North Carolina.
That's right. Chuck Masterson will be there soon.
In 2000.
Yes, that's what he played. But when was he ever part owner of the Wizards? Or I thought it was just Charlotte he was part owner.
Hold on.
He's got no super fact check right now.
Wait. Though. Hold on. One second. Yeah, he no, he owned the Wizards.
Did he?
10%.
Why would he own the Wizards?
They gave him 12. He had, like, bad business. That was partially why the reason why he came back is because they gave him part stake.
Yeah.
How much did he own?
12%.
He had to pay off some gambling debts, so he had to come back and own part of the team and bounce back the right way. Wow, I can't believe that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see that what's LeBron was talking? He had, like, I guess he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with his sons that he wants to play with both of them. First it was just Bronny. Now he wants to play with his son. I mean,
all right. He could. Go ahead. What's your take on it?
My take is on, all right, so obviously I don't think his son is going to end up being anywhere close to him, like his legacy, all that stuff. That just out start off just like that. Most times it doesn't happen anyway. When your dad is that great, I don't know what it is. Maybe they just want the same drive, the same upbringing. I don't know what it is, but most times they don't end up being, you know, better than their dad. Mm-hmm. Straight up, I don't think either of them are going to be like that.
I could disagree with you on that.
I'm talking about like superstars, though. Because if you throw like Dell Curry, yes, Steph is better than Dell.
No,
if
I'm not throwing like
Patrick Ewing, his son, no.
No, I was gonna throw in Archie Manning and
basketball.
Peyton.
We're sticking basketball.
Oh, basketball.
We're sticking basketball.
So only. Applies in basketball.
I do think that his younger son will be better. Bryce James, I think he will be the better of the two. I think his game looks a little bit more fluid. I do think LeBron will, if he really wants to, he will make it happen where he will play five more years have this happen, like if need be. He signed an extension with the Lakers, another 2-year extension, so he understands like where it is. His oldest son is senior in high school right now, but I don't think he's gonna be like
go to college.
He's great, he's a great player, but he's not even ranked in the top 10 in high school players right now that are seniors. I think they dropped the top 100 high school players. I think he was 35th. I think he was 35 on the list.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
It's a lot of pressure. It's tons of pressure, and it sucks that it is, especially because his actual name is LeBron James Jr. It's tough. It's super tough. I understand it.
Why he did that, I don't understand.
But, yeah, he said that he regretted that for sure. But –
what, LeBron? He said that?
Mm-hmm. Years ago, I remember in an interview he said that. He said that he regrets. He didn't realize that his son was going to live up to like every single part of him with that name. But I do see it happening. I could see him playing both. Maybe not on the same team, but like playing against his sons. I could see that happening. But no.
Right. I have a problem with it. Only if, see, my side is he's pretty much dictating what people, like, he's already planning their next steps for the next 5 to 10 years because he's like, I want to play with them. So now the owners and NBA is going to be like, all right, we got to get LeBron in there. We got to get the kids in there quick because it's going to sell money. It's going to revenue a lot of money for everybody. And it's going to be a show. But he's just dictating. Now, is he dictating the future because he wants to? Or is he doing that to boost up their stock so they could get drafted by a team, even if they suck? Like, it. What are we falling for here? You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right, one part, that could be it. That definitely could be it. The making money part doesn't matter. LeBron,
no,
wherever
not
he plays,
him.
It's going to sell regardless.
Yeah.
But, like, it's possible that his sons just aren't like going to be elite like that. And he is rising their draft stock by doing it this way, because teams will know, like, if we draft Bronny, there is a chance that LeBron will be like, I'm going to jump ship and I'm going to join your team for a veteran's minimum or something like that. That is very much possible. I don't think these teams are going to take a risk. Let's say they have, like, the first overall pick, they're not going to just get him just because.
Bro, I hope it's, like, Sacramento.
I just don't see it. Now, if we're
shit on Sacramento this episode.
I mean, is there any reason not? Come on.
Sacramento hasn't been good since 1999. Peja Stojak. 1999.
Chris Webber. Yeah. I mean, all I know is he better not get drafted by like Cleveland or something. And then it's just like, all right, what in the storybook ending is going on? I would rather a team like the Kings. That would make more sense because they will probably be in that position in 2 years. I don't know. I just hope that Bronny does what he wants to do. If he wants to go to college for like a couple of years, then do that. Don't just jump the gun. You're going to be fine financially regardless. So he really just has to just figure out what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And his younger son.
I just want him to be happy.
That's it. Shout out to LeBron, man. That's cool either way. He'll be the first one. If that happens, that'll be the first time ever a dad and son played in the NBA at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's what he wants.
Yeah, I think so too. And it would make sense for it just to be Bronny, because Bryce is still a few years away. Like, he's really pushing it if he's waiting for the second son as well. Like, it's like
that's
one
what
thing.
He's doing. That's what he said. Man. He convinced Carter.
That's what he said he wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm sure, but he would definitely be like inspired by that, I would say.
And that's what they said a couple years ago. He's still going. I don't know.
Mm.
And I know he wants to break a lot, like most of the records, like points he's going to get in like the next season or so. Like he's going to get it. He's right there. Assist. I think he's in the top 10 of assist.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go up there and everything, man. Everything you're going to see his name in like all the categories. Field goals.
Rebounds. I'm sure
he'll be in rebounds. He'll be like number 10, but he'll be there.
Yeah.
It's
pretty sick. What, do, man. What a career!
It's sick. I still
honestly, I don't want to change courses, but right now, like our generation, the historic like figures in sports, we got to see Tom Brady, we got to see LeBron, Jordan, we got to see Serena, like. It's a great fucking, like, there's not a moment else in time that is this, there's been this many great people for a long time. So.
You know, I was actually thinking the other day how in the 90s, yeah, we had Jordan, obviously, in the NBA. Same time we had Gretzky in the NHL. Like, those are
two goals. I forgot about Gretzky, too.
Griffey.
Jeter.
Mario Lemieux,
it's funny how we're talking.
LeBron, Rangers, and Maguire.
It's funny though, but you said all those people, like all those athletes. You didn't mention anyone for baseball right now. No goats in baseball right now. Baseball is goatless. Mike Trout is hurt all the time now. It's not the same anymore. They don't
You mean somebody like, actually active.
The face of like, you talk about like all time greats. Mike Trout's an all time great, but
He's not goated. There's no question. There's no question about right now, like who is the GOAT.
Like if he retired. If he didn't get hurt, and obviously he's still like 30 years old, he can still figure it out. Oh, I think we lost Chuck. Oh, he's okay. So you never know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be talking a little bit different, but people don't even know who Mike Trout is, man.
It's sad.
He is sad. The worst superstar of all time. He might be the worst superstar of all time.
Huh.
If you think about it, man.
No, I agree, bro. That's insane. That's insane. And he's making so much money.
He makes the most money in MLB. Makes the most money in MLB. Well, like, contract-wise. Not like
anything. He's got to be top five contract-wise in all sports.
$430 million.
Yeah.
And I'm all guaranteed.
No, he's definitely top three. Because there's only Patrick Mahomes, who's making $550, I think he was making.
I thought it was just 500.
That's fine. So he's making five, and I don't know if anybody's making more than that. So he's
maybe in like soccer and stuff. Chuck would know.
Not in the States.
Oh, here we go. He's all good. He's called back, ladies and gents. He's good. Are you okay, Chuck?
I am fine. I guess I hit a dead zone.
I was very concerned that you left us for good, man.
Still here. Still. I'm BQE, trying to end the Verrazano. But I guess this is the time everybody does road work. So, you know, fuck me.
He's not complaining.
I was just saying that Mike Trout is the worst superstar of all time. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? I think there's a lot of pressure and praise thrown at him, and he just step your eyes, wants to play some baseball and be good at it. Yeah, you know, he's in, for whatever reason, he's in a small market. I don't understand the whole LA Anaheim thing. To me, it's the Anaheim Angels. And you know, there's not a big market for whatever reason, even though that's where Disney
is. But that's not what I'm saying, though. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is why don't normal day to day people know who this man is?
I don't know if baseball has guys like that anymore. You know, I think baseball is just like a regional sport, you know? Like, you're in New York, you're a Mets fan, you love the Mets players. You know what
I
mean?
But I think it's also the market. I mean, Anaheim is LA is a, you know, the Angels are prime market, but it's not like the Dodgers or the Yankees or Mets or.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, when was the last time you saw a baseball player like in like a freaking like a Samsung commercial doing something? Like, you see Patrick Mahomes in every commercial. Why can't I see? And you saw Aaron Rodgers. You see this guy. You see that guy. Why am I not seeing Trout or like Harper or Mookie Betts? Like, why am I not seeing these guys on commercials? Mm-hmm. It makes no sense why it's like baseball has no superstars, no household names anymore. That's a shame.
No, yeah, you got a point.
It's a shame. I didn't mean to shit on Mike Trout. I love Mike Trout, but he's boring. There's no like fun qualities about him, you know. Ken Griffey had the backwards hat, sleeveless home run to do home run derby. I mean, he had sneakers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know anyone who has the Trout 11s.
Griffey had the video game, you know?
Yeah, he did. I loved that game, actually.
Has Mike Trout even been on the cover of MLB The Show? I don't even think he has.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
I don't think he's been on the cover MLB The Show. I'm honest. I honestly don't think so. His partner in crime, Otani's been there, I think, before he has.
Yeah.
He's a bigger star than Trout.
He is. Yeah, that's crazy. I think you're right.
I'm telling you, man. Trout is – he is the worst.
Yeah, no, you're right. Judge has been on the cover. Donaldson's been on the cover. Cabrera. Oh, my God, bro. Yo, I think you hit it.
I think I might have found gold on this
one. I think you did. I think you found gold. I can't argue against
you. And I honestly wish I didn't, because I love Mike Trout. I think he's a generational player. But, man, oh, man, I hate to be right on this one.
Wow.
But yeah, it has been marketed. It's been reported that the Angels are – the owner is selling the team. So
– yeah.
Yeah, you guys want to buy it? Buy it? That's only like what is it? 1.3? I'm just taking a guess.
Angels. 1.3 billion? It could be. Yo, tell Uncle Steve to buy it and then just burn it to the ground.
Nah, just give it to us. And then we'll burn it to the ground.
Yeah, trade Ohtani and Trout to the Mets and then burn it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I feel like Disney should buy it.
Disney, you said?
Nah, they can't. Yeah. They'll be in too many markets. I'm not saying they can't afford it. I'm just saying.
Wait, doesn't Disney own Angels in the outfield? They're already halfway there.
Probably.
I'm saying. Is it
on Disney Plus?
I think it is on Disney Plus, actually.
Don't they own Rookie of the Year?
They probably own the Cubs too.
No, that's the Chicago Cubs.
They own the Cubs too, I said.
I'm going to check Disney Plus right now. All right. Just wait out. Keep talking. I'll check it now. See what they got.
So how much do you think the Los Angeles Angels are worth?
How much they're worth compared to how much they'll sell for? I think they'll sell for 1.5 bill. Worth maybe 1 bill.
Aaron?
I like that 1.3 you said. I think they're probably worth like $2 billion, and they're probably going to sell for like 1.3. I like that number. I think that number makes sense.
Well, Forbes says the Angels are worth 2.2. That's insane.
And that's all Trout money, I guess.
It probably went up a billion because of Trout's contract.
That's crazy. 2.2 and he has a $440 million contract.
What is that, a quarter? No.
Crazy. That's like probably like 35%, something like that.
Damn,
kid. My child is like the worst goat of all time, man. I stand on that now.
Bro, that is gold right there, bro.
All right, gold. Angels in the Outfield is not on Disney Plus. That doesn't mean that they don't own it, but it's not on Disney Plus.
Shoot, if they buy the Angels, they should just buy, if they're going to buy Angels, they should buy the Ducks.
They used to own the Ducks. They sold the Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. Only one and two, though. Only one and two. No shout out to the third one.
Nope.
Damn.
High school Mighty Ducks. Who cares about that? They old. They got like freaking mustaches and facial hair. Now I don't care about that stuff anymore.
They're like coming out of retirement.
The TV show?
They're like coming out of retirement and then it's still in high school. Like, what are you retiring from?
Yeah, they have the TV show now. I forgot. On Disney Plus.
Yeah, on Disney Plus. It's actually not bad. I watched it. It's definitely a kid's show, though.
I figured it would be. All right. Let's you want to close out on some baseball and then we wrap it up?
Let's do it.
Because we're already kind of talking baseball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. So we just reached September. We have 1 month left of the regular season. This is where we're going to get to the nitty gritty of things right now. Let's just go through both teams. Yankees and Mets at one point had huge leads in their division. Mets only have a 3-game lead and the Yankees have a 6-game lead, which sounds kind of crazy to say when you think about like where they were in like June. They had like each, I mean, the Yankees had like a 20 plus. I think we had about 20 at one point. Both teams are still locks to make the playoffs. That's not in jeopardy. It's just a matter of will they get their division or not.
Yeah.
Astros and Dodgers continue to look dominant. Dodgers are 90 and 40 right now. 90 and 40. They have a 284 run differential. That is the most by a lot. The Yankees are second on that, though, even more than the Astros. But things are heating up. I still think the Mets and Yankees will be perfectly fine. We're going to hold them off and win our divisions. I do not want to see either of us in the wild card. I want to see us go all the way and face each other. So, obviously, I don't want to see either team falter. I want to make it to the World Series. Just because it's what's best for baseball, I think.
It's what's best for New York.
It's what's best for New York.
Which is best?
I think it'll be best for baseball, too. I guarantee you that'll be like a top-rated, like, watch World Series for sure. I honestly feel that way. The Yankees are currently 79-52. Mets are 84-48, which is finished beating the Dodgers in the season series and also in the current series we just faced them. Yankees, you know, they lost a couple games to the Twins, and they're still looking fine. Do you know how the schedule is for the rest of the season, D? Do you know if they're
– Well, we got the Red Sox, two series with the Red Sox. We got the Rays, the Twins, and the Brewers, I believe. Yes, the Brewers. It's so, I don't know. I could say they should win probably every series, but who knows?
I mean, the Red Sox got to get smoked. That's you got to smoke the Red Sox. You said you're playing the Rays too, right?
Yeah, we got two series against the Red Sox, one against the Rays, the Twins, actually two against the Rays.
That's where it's at. Those games are so important for sure. So those are like must-watch games, Yankee fans, if you're listening. Question, do you think your boy A. Judge is going to be I think he's got like 10 home runs in him past the
Yankee. I think so. Honestly, I do think so, especially if they play in the Red Sox a couple times. At Fenway, I think he likes to Fenway a lot, but it's mostly at home. We're playing at home a lot, so we'll see.
You said that. I don't know. My mind immediately went to Babe Ruth. What if Aaron Judge signs with the Red Sox? Yo, talk about from most loved to most hated in a second.
No, I don't think they'll hate him. I wouldn't.
It's totally what
you are.
Yankee fans definitely hate him. You're delusional.
No, I'm not, because he'll go to the Red Sox, he'll get hurt, and then we'll be in heaven.
Maybe it's the Bambino effect.
I'm calling it right now. If he goes to the Red Sox and he drinks that water over there at Harvard Yard, he's going to get hurt.
The Judge is he's at 51. In his rookie year, his full-time rookie year, he had 52. So 51, 10 in the...
He's got 10. He's definitely got 10. You tell me not in 1 month?
In 1 month, that's a lot, man. If this was April, maybe he slowed down a lot.
He didn't. But what starting pitching is he facing that's going to get him in trouble?
I think he's going to finish 57.
Okay.
I
say minimum 60. He's going to get there. And it's going to be the last game he's going to have 60 minimum. So,
sheesh. That's crazy, man. We'll see. I mean, that's all cool and all, but the real home run race that everyone should be tuned into, number 5, Albert Pujols.
Yeah,
will he get to 700? He is 6 away from 700 to join an elite club. So, like, 3 guys in this club, Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. Albert Pujols will hit 700. Will that happen? What do we think? 6. And since All-Star break, he is the hottest player in baseball. He has a .446 batting average since All-Star break. And he's hit a ton of home runs.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did he say he was going to retire after this year?
He did.
If he doesn't hit the 700 home runs, he's coming back. He's coming back.
I would.
He's coming back. There's no way he's not going to pass that up. Even if he can sign back to St. Louis and play for a month, he gets those like 2 or 3 home runs left that he needs, and then he's out.
But don't you think that's like not?
That's how you do it.
You think that like hurts a legacy though? Not hurts a legacy, but like.
Not really.
Nah.
And look at him hurt. Like he's just obviously just chasing records. That's not what baseball's about, though.
I mean, it is.
That's what they say it's not about. About winning.
I feel like somebody did that though. Like they didn't get their last hit.
Bernie Mac and Mr. 3000.
Bernie Mac did that.
Bernie Mac did that.
He still didn't do it.
Oh man, people who've never seen that movie are like, what are you talking about?
Question. What team did he play for in that movie?
Brewers.
The Brewers. Okay.
You know what's crazy though?
29-99.
Yo, if the COVID season didn't happen, he would have already had 700.
Wow. Yeah. That gives him every right to come back then.
He would have actually probably passed Babe Ruth too. He would have finished 3rd all time.
Why you think he was
Because Ruth only has 7, he only has 714. So and he had 6 in 2020. So if he,
yo Albert, he play one more season, like, bro.
Yeah,
like, one more season. Just one more season.
He would have finished. Look, that so in 2019 he had 23. He would have finished maybe close to 20, man. He would have had it already. Like he would have got it last year.
He needs one more season. He needs a season, another season. I need another season, Albert.
I like to think in my head that this is it. So I want him to do it this year.
Nah, it's not. He's coming back next year, bro. Not playing.
Not if he gets it.
No, I think he gets it. Gets 700. I don't think he's gonna come back. He's at like 698,
nah.
I think he will.
Nah, he's coming back.
He's coming back regardless. No matter
what. He's coming back no matter what. He could hit 701. He's gonna
bro, come he's back. 42. Mo, he wants to chill with his family. What are we talking about? He wants to play golf.
Chill with his family. You know, 42. You know what's gonna be in his ear? Oh yeah, you hit 7, but you didn't pass Babe Ruth, and only 2 people passed Babe Ruth. So,
man, he ain't thinking all that shit.
You telling me if you have a chance to pass a quote unquote the greatest baseball player of all time? In home runs, you're not gonna go back and do it.
Nah, because
I'm doing it.
I don't think you will.
I'm doing it.
Because he's already in an elite company. Like, what is him passing the 3rd place guy do anything for him? Nothing.
No, it's not even passing the 3rd.
He's already a top 10.
It's passing Babe all Ruth. Time.
That doesn't mean anything.
I think he's coming back. I think he's going to come back.
He would only be passing Babe Ruth in home runs. It's not like he passed Babe Ruth as, like, greater than Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
You know, like, the home run record.
But Babe Ruth is known for home run hitting.
He's known for everything.
Babe Ruth? I don't think anybody refers to I don't think anybody was like, yo, Babe Ruth, you know, he stole second a lot, or I don't know.
Or he had a lot of affairs on his wife. He got a lot of,
Not a lot of people talking about that.
What did he say?
Yeah, cut the mic. Cut the mic.
No, I'll get censored again. Trying to speak the truth.
Man, I don't know.
I think he's coming back regardless.
He's done. He's done. Yeah. Man.
What do you want to bet dinner on that? I'll bet dinner.
I'll bet dinner. He's going to finish, I hope, at 700. I really do, man.
No, I think he's not going to get it, and he'll be back next year.
I hope he hits and three home break. Runs this weekend, man.
We do have, it's like two bets, because I don't think he's going to get it this year. I want him to. But if he gets it, he's going to come. I think he's still going to come back to get Babe Ruth.
All right, so let's say, what would he have been if 2020 did that? Let's say he hit 20 in 2020.
He would just have 20 more.
He would have had 714 right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's if what happened would have happened. It didn't happen that way. Nah. He's old man now.
It don't matter.
He wants to stop, man. He already said it. He's going out. Yadier Molina's going out. They're all the greats are going out together. I think Adam Wainwright's retiring too. They're all three of them gonna retire together.
Yo, I'm tweeting Albert Pujols. Yo, beat the babe. Be the Dominican babe you can be.
He already is.
No, now
you
gotta bring up the Dominican.
Hmm? He already is the Dominican babe. He's the greatest Hispanic player ever.
Yeah. But he didn't beat Babe Ruth though.
He also didn't beat Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds. And when top 10 list of all time, guess what? He'll be behind those guys. That's fine. That still works. I want to be in that company.
I don't know, man.
He's going to be the last player to do what's about to happen, too.
You think so?
For a long, long time, yeah. The way the injuries are happening now. No, not ever, but right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Just because injuries, I mean,
you gotta go for it, bro.
I mean, they rest players regularly now. The injury, there's just no way they're gonna make it.
He's gonna regret that if he doesn't come back next year.
Well, good thing he's gonna get it this year. I'm calling it. He's gonna finish with 701. Let's go. Let's go, Albert. We're supposed to go. You guys have any other closing remarks or words of wisdom you'd like to share?
Who, me?
Anybody, before it close out.
I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin. He just became the, hold on, I gotta get the name. Sorry, guys, just give me a second.
Dude, I think that was his own cousin.
I remember his name.
No. Not that silly. Chuck, go first. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I'm gonna be in Carolina this weekend. Gonna try to catch a cat or possibly the Durham Bulls or maybe even the Greensboro Grasshoppers game up down here. Check out some
minor league baseball. Nice. If you do, if you see a hat that looks pretty fire,
all right.
Just know what to do. I'll pay you back.
Just know what to do.
I'm considering the Greensboro Grasshoppers might be the one I go to. I've been to a Durham Bulls game, so that's why I'm looking at the. Grasshoppers, which I think it's like single A for like the White Sox or something, or Pirates, or I don't even know.
Well, the name already sounds legit, so.
Right? I know, I kind of like it. That's why I might go there.
I'll text you my hat size just in case.
Extra large.
Yeah, extra large.
He said, that's messed up.
All right, I'm done with you guys.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the name from
him. Oh, come on, man. We gave you so much time. All right, I want to give a shout out to myself. I don't know if people know this yet, because I haven't really been speaking about it yet, but I'm having a baby. Shout out to me.
Nice. Let's go. You are? Oh, my God.
That's right. I can't wait for Dwayne Wade Pena, my son. It's going to be sick, man. It's going to be sick.
He's a Dwayne.
I thought it was going to be Dwayne Allen Pena.
Nah, I'm gonna. If I didn't, I'm gonna go Dwayne Wright Pena for David Wright.
Dwayne
shout out to
Wright. I like that.
Shout out to Wright, the GOAT.
Yeah, but his first name is Dwayne.
First name. Yeah.
First name. Solidifies. And if it's Dwayna, if it's girl.
I haven't thought about that yet. My mind is solely on we're gonna have a boy.
What did he say? Yeah, shout out to my cousin who just got hired to be the offensive coordinator of the semi-pro Daytona Beach Broncos. He's the OC. He still didn't tell me how he got the job. I just think he's just playing Madden too much. But shout out to him. It's a good look.
Yo. Send us those tickets, boy. Come on.
That's what I was saying. I was like, yo, can I get a hat? Because
what's the jersey look like?
I don't know what the jersey looked like, but this was the
I'll take a hat, a jersey.
The logo looks like.
It's okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll take a jersey, a hat, and some tickets, please. Thank you.
This is the other one.
Nah, the other one's, I like the other one. Actually, that one's kind of clean, too. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, shout out to him. Shout outs all around. No RIPs. Only RIP to Chuck's patience because he's lost. It's completely gone. He's gonna be driving for the next who knows, maybe seven hours possibly.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, good luck, bro. Yeah, good luck.
Stuck in Jersey at the moment.
Stuck in Jersey. No RIP. At least he made it to Jersey.
I did. Not very far in Jersey, but I'm there. And I see a bunch of sirens up ahead. It's never a good sign. Never a good thing in Jersey.
All right, man. Well, on that note, thanks for listening. What's you heard our call? What's yours?